If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we begin the penultimate week of ordinary time, as we look forward to Advent coming in 2 weeks, but we remember those end times and we look at the readings that remind us of those end times. And in doing so, we celebrate your love working in our lives, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Monday of the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. You just experienced, by the way, the last Sunday that the priest will be wearing green until next year. It'll be sometime in January. It'll be after the Christmas season. So you've just seen that. So we're ending into the end times. Well, what's next Sunday? Is next Sunday the beginning of Advent? No, it is the 34th week of Ordinary Time, which is always the celebration of Christ the King. So the color will not be green. It will be celebrating Christ the King, and therefore the color will reflect that. Which, see what color the priest wears, because some priests may wear gold, which falls under the liturgical gold color. They're not going to be wearing gold. It falls under the liturgical color of white. So, and others will be wearing white. So keep that in mind. It's the feast, the solemnity of Christ the King next week. So again, you've just seen the last green you have seen on a Sunday Mass. You'll still see it for 2 more weeks on a daily Mass up until January. So our first reading comes to us from the book of Maccabees. This is from the Apocrypha, which is that group of books that are in a Catholic Bible, not in a Protestant Bible. And always keep in mind, I mean, there are people that are going to fight over that and all this. Don't ever get into those fights. What you really want to do is to focus on serving Christ. So, you know, there are people that will always get into those fights. Don't. You know, I see on the Catholicism forum on Reddit, I see people saying, how do I respond to people who say X, Y, and Z? You don't. You're not going to win any argument with them because they're not going to listen, and just let it go. Just the best way to respond is have yourself a good day. It reminds me of when I was in the Navy, and occasionally you'd meet with these Marines who would give you this hard time. Oh, you're a sailor, but I'm a Marine. And ultimately, I would say, yes, but all together, we are working to save or to protect the national security of the United States. So, yeah, you may start with, well, I'm a Marine and, you know, you're just a sailor, or you see that sometimes in reverse. You just say, you know, but together we are part of the defense forces of the United States of America. So always keep that in mind. So together we are witnesses to the faith. And keep that in mind. So in any case, we're looking at Maccabees. And as we understand this message, we're looking at the history. So what happens is it's something you see today. A long time ago when we were going through a difficult time 20 years ago, I was saying we are living in the modern day version of the book of Maccabees. Well, what's Maccabees all about? Well, basically, you have to realize that there's always tension, in case you haven't noticed. There's often tension between religions. And the king at the time wanted to ensure that the people were living in peace. So what he said, his name was Antiochus Epiphanes. And he was, obviously, he was the son of King Antiochus. You had that figured out. I'm just kidding. You know, people, who was he? Well, he was the son of King Antiochus. And it says here he was once a hostage in Rome. Now, if you look at the notes from whichever Bible, and I've seen these in the New American Bible, one of the concerns is, remember, he was a hostage in Rome. So one of the concerns is Rome is rising, which in fact it is. And we're not in the Roman Empire at this time. The Roman Empire is very much alive, they're very much real, and the Romans are conquering and conquering. And the reason is because they believed in Pax Romana. That is, if the whole world was Roman, everyone would get along. So what the king was looking for is unity. So he decided to come up with this idea. What if everyone believed in exactly the same thing? So he started this religion where everyone basically believed in exactly the same thing. And in doing so, he obviously is telling the Jews that there are certain things they can't practice. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
We're back, and today we are looking at this reading for the first for Monday, rather, of the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. So what we're recognizing is King Antiochus Epiphanes is calling for people to basically believe in one, what I like to call an Esperanto of religions. Now, if you don't know what Esperanto is, it was a 19th century movement to make a language that was based on all the other languages so that people could easily communicate with each other. And so it's a fake isn't the right word. It's a human-made language based on all the other languages. And you can still find, I think on Google they translate things into Esperanto. Well, he wanted to make an Esperanto of religions, but that required a change in how people lived. And so there were people that said, oh, this is a great idea. And other people, especially among the Jewish community, said, no, it isn't. These are commandments set forth by God, and therefore, in light of that, we will not obey. And of course, what happens when you stand before the king and you say, I refuse to obey? It's usually not a good thing. And sure enough, the Maccabees is one of the most graphic books in the Bible. And it is the source of the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah. So this is a powerful message. Now, one of the reasons why this message, and I'll remind you of this next week, one of the reasons why this message is so powerful, it is also during this time as a way to encourage the people that the book of Daniel is written. So we'll talk about that next week. So this is how it begins. And if you could imagine right now, okay, imagine this whole thing, we're all coming together. And we have people, especially within the Christian community, we'll just say this within the Christian community, we have Christians who believe in the basic fundamentals of Christianity, but then we believe in other things that are not the same. So, for example, many people who aren't Catholic, who are Christian, do not believe in our Catholic tradition. They believe in what is known as what Martin Luther called sola scriptura. All teaching, all revelation came from the Bible. We as Catholics believe in scripture and tradition, so the tradition is rooted in the Bible. We can't have any tradition that contradicts the Bible, but it's scripture and tradition. And so there is a bit of a difference here. Now, what's going to happen if all of a sudden by divine mandate, not divine, I'm sorry, by civil mandate, we'll say the Baptists are forced to worship like the Catholics, or the Catholics are forced to worship like the Baptists, you would have a revolution on your hands. And all of us, we kind of look at what we're doing and we celebrate what we're doing, and we shouldn't necessarily look down on someone else. But if all of a sudden we were to say to the Baptist, you're now going to worship like the Catholics, many of them would say, no, we're not. And it would turn into a battle. And this is important. That's what freedom of religion is all about. It's not to get into those battles. But this is what happened in the time of Maccabees, where it was all, okay, the Zoroastrians are going to worship like the Jews are going to worship like the Zoroastrians, and da, 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 da. And many of the Jews said, oh, no, we're not. Many other Jews said, okay, sure. But many of the, especially the most strict of Jews said, oh, no, we're not. And the government came out and said, well, then what we're going to have to do is torture you to death. And they said, okay. And so that's why this is one of the most graphic books in the Bible. So this is the beginning story. This is the foundational story of what ultimately we'll see in the book of Maccabees this week. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will again see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.